With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden pledging federal resources to help with the devastating aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
The president says his administration is giving states everything we have to help with their response to the storm. Several dozen people have died, and some communities are dealing with unbelievable damage. On Sunday evening, the president made calls to several state and local government officials in areas impacted by the hurricane to offer support for as long as it takes.
That is Greg Clugston reporting. Numbers released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement providing a shocking snapshot of the level of crime associated with illegal immigration.
ICE says as of July of this year, 662,566 illegal immigrants on its docket of those who are not detained have a criminal history. The numbers cover decades, and many of those not in federal custody may be held in state prisons for crimes including murder and other serious offenses. Gonzalez calls the data beyond disturbing and says the report should serve as a wake-up call to the Biden-Harris administration. He also vows to make sure ICE has the resources it needs to deport non-citizens with a criminal record. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, an Israeli airstrike hitting central Beirut, the first such attack in nearly a year. Here's Karen Chavis.
Lebanon's health ministry said Israeli strikes in the northern province of Baalbek Hermel killed at least 20 people and injured dozens more. Meanwhile, Israel's military has said dozens of Israeli aircraft have struck Houthi targets in Yemen. Fire and plumes of smoke could be seen in the air over Hodeidah after the strikes. The strikes in Yemen and Lebanon came as Hezbollah confirmed the death of Nabil Kaouk, the seventh senior Hezbollah leader slain in Israeli strikes in little over a week.
Meanwhile, Hezbollah and Israel have traded near daily strikes since the start of the war 1 year ago. This is SRN News. Evangelicals for Harris launching another attack ad.
For the second time, the Political Action Committee is putting out a video making it look as though the late Billy Graham is criticizing Donald Trump. The latest spot juxtaposes footage of Graham's sermons on greed with clips of the former president. Billy's son Franklin is not happy about it, saying that when his father was alive, he, quote, appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Trump. Evangelicals for Harris is spending over $1 million on the campaign. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International rights groups say Nicaragua sliding into authoritarianism as the government shuts down more than 1,500 nonprofits, about half of which are churches and ministries. The August closure is the latest in a long-running crackdown on religious groups, some of the last influential independent organizations in that country. This is SRN News.
Wall Street closed its latest winning month and quarter with more records. The drift higher for U.S. stocks followed a wild start to the week for financial markets in Asia, where Japanese stocks tumbled and Chinese indexes soared. The S&P 500 climbed 0.4% to an all-time high and clinched its fifth straight winning month and fourth straight winning quarter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained less than 0.1%. But it's still an all-time high, and the NASDAQ rose 0.4%. The Dow up 17 points today to finish at 42,330. The NASDAQ gained 69 points to 18,189. The S&P 500 added 24 to 5,762. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.